views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and so very loved and darn sexy people. OMG, happy Valentine's Day from my heart to yours. You know how much I love you. Happy, happy, happy Valentine's Day. And the channel would like you to know that the greatest love you can practice today is the love for yourself, that the highest love there is the love for the God that you are. You want to know who God is. You want to experience God in this life. Experience loving and honoring yourself. So I'm hoping that is happening first, and then you might be taking that out and sharing it with people that you love today. Got quite a show for you today. You know, again, as soon as we create an intention through a webinar, man, it just starts opening a lot of new information and new understanding. If you're joining us for the first time today, know that you have found a community that is holding the intention of always bringing in the highest information with the highest understanding about the expansion of creation. We are here to learn to work and form energy. And we were given not only the direction, but the blessing to do that. So we have turned another corner here, everybody. By the way, if you want to talk to the channel, press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup, please. We've turned a new corner here with all this information about cellular healing. The more I work on it, the more I work with people on it in private sessions, the clearer it is that this is another way, different semantics, a new way of explaining what God is. And you know, the channel has often said we have got to master our health on this plane if we are going to ever be free to do the great things of manifesting and shifting the universe in the way that we have an opportunity to do. We can't be burdened down with health and financial worries, right? So I'm going to do something that we don't do very often on the show. We're going to do a little meditation here. It's a guided meditation, but it's a meditation to help us heal whatever it is we're working on. So basically, what they want you to understand is everything, money, health, relationships, peace, success, anything that you're working on to expand and bring into a happier and more creatively successful place in your life is located in your cells. So they're asking you to get out of just the physical parameters. It goes much beyond that. So I want everybody to take a deep breath. And we are going to come together with the intention, you actually have to do this as you're sitting there, that whatever you want, whatever you need around your highest question today will be delivered to you in this next hour. And we are going to direct our whole open hearts, be merged right now in this moment with our whole entire brain. We're directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, and spinning in the right direction. Okay, so everybody take a deep breath. And I'm going to lead you through this. Go to one thing you would like to heal, physically, money-wise, relationship-wise, anything in your life you would like to heal. And by heal, I mean expand into greatness, success, peace, and joy. Now, I want you to direct the brain within your cells to let go of all memory that is not in alignment and harmony with divine love. So I am directing the brains within the cells to let go of all memories that are not in alignment with harmony with divine love. And now we are telling ourselves that we will be teaching them something new. I am reminding myself that they are accepting direction from me. Now, we are coming together, and I am directing myself to reconnect with myself, with my light, and then to reconnect my light with the light of the world. So we are one light. I am directing myself to be in harmony with divine love. Now, I would like everybody to go to your love place and move into that feeling of love. Hold the intention of sending that love to the cells and the brains of the cells of the subject that you are dealing with today. I'm going to be quiet for a minute. I am claiming that I am safe with my own creation. And so it is. Okay, so I would encourage all of you to take yourself through that little exercise for the next week, once a day if you can. Because there are people in the community that will absolutely see a difference in their creation. There are people working on a lot of physical things now, and the channel is saying you will definitely see or feel the difference in your cellular makeup physically. It's you can, in other words, you can feel it and weigh it sometimes more than if you are like working on money, because then the money will show up in lump forms coming in. So something interesting happened in two private sessions back to back that I did this week. And so I want, whenever you might start questioning yourself or thinking, oh my God, can I do this, or is this going to happen, or should I even try, or any of that stuff that our ego plays around with, I want you to just stop and say, what if I'm right? And what if I can? Because we automatically go to, oh my gosh, what if I'm not going to be able to do this? What if I'm right? What if I can? Okay, so the other thing I would like you to claim is that I know who I am. I know who I am, and I honor me. I know who I am, and I honor me. And so it is. Okay, so that was pretty quick. I thought it was going to take a lot longer than that. Of course, you know, you can get the show on iTunes or on in the archives on IMD Wallace if you want to re-listen to that and take yourself through that. All righty, we're going to go to the calls. And what a show it's going to be. So remember the intention that we held today and directed was that we were going to get everything we wanted, everything we needed, with the highest understanding. Patty in Santa Monica, we're going to start with you. Hi, honey.
You nailed it, Dee. I called the mortgage company and asked for an extension on Tuesday, and he said he was going to put it in the mail, the documents in the mail, and I have yet to get them. And so I'm...
Where do you always go, Patty? Where do you always go?
Oh, I know. And
well, then if you know, you've
got to stop it
and turn it around. You always, always, baby, go to, they're not going to show up for me. It's not going to come through for me. It's not going to happen for me.
But it did, but when I called, it did happen, and then I just need the documents to follow it.
Yeah,
up.
But that's what you're calling about is, wow, they said yes, they said I'll send the documents to you, but they haven't gotten here yet. Do you see how you cancel yourself out?
Yeah. I
well, that doesn't sound like a yeah.
Well,
that sounds like I'm going to say yeah because Dee wants me to say yeah. When you doubt, Patty, you cancel out the movement forward for your creation. So let's just go to the cancer that you're dealing with now.
Yes.
And see how that affects that. So I'm asking my cancer cells to heal and bring me back into a state of health and wellness. Oh, gosh, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Actually, I felt like it was happening, and then it didn't.
Well, but it did. Your tests came back better, didn't they?
Oh, yes. No. And I'm more determined than ever to really...
Well, then what do you mean it didn't happen?
Oh, I mean in the past of past results where I was just so sure that it was all gone and then it didn't. But
okay.
Now in present day, I'm more motivated than ever and just like really focused. Like, it's a done deal. I'm done. The cancer's gone.
Okay, so I think what we're getting to here is, hold on, they're giving me, all right, so what's the difference between wishful thinking and knowing? Wishful thinking is, okay, I'm going to say these affirmations and I'm going to say these prayers and I'm going to do all the exercises, but I'm doing them from a place of doubt. I'm not doing them from a place of just, all right, I'm the freaking director here, let's go. We're still trying to prove to ourselves that we have dominion over energy. So we're doubting that we have dominion over energy, and yet we want the results to show up. You can't have it both ways, guys. And I'm on the journey with you, so I'm speaking to me, the choir, here, too.
I feel like I am directing, and
you are, but it's the place that we're directing from. And that's why, exactly why we walked through this meditation today, is because we have separated ourselves. We have separated our light from the light.
Okay.
And we have
Excellent.
To be the light doing the direction.
Okay.
We have to be integrated around that. So I want you to take a breath. Can you hear the common thread that goes through They said they'd send me the documents, but I don't have them yet. I told myself and my body to heal, and it did a lot, but not all the way. Can you see, can you feel into what you're doing, Patty, what we're all doing? We
yeah.
keep looking for where it didn't work. You don't do that if you know that once you've directed energy, it's done.
All right. I felt like I was doing that, and it's and I'm showing myself that I'm not quite there yet, or that I need readjusting.
What you need is to start seeing the world as a world that always shows up for you, because the world is represented by your body also.
Yeah.
Energy always comes through for Patty when Patty trusts it and directs it and knows that she is the God of it. You got it?
Yeah, I do. And that's what's interesting to me, is that I am doing that.
Nope, you're not doing that.
Okay.
We all think we're doing that. But
okay.
You wouldn't have said to me, and they said they'd send them, and that was Tuesday, and they're still not here yet.
Okay.
That's where you cancel yourself out. That's where you go out of your knowing, and we all do that. Oh, my God. I've been working on this for 2 months, and I'm seeing my money pick up a little, but where is it? I thought it would be showing it. And that's when we go back to square zero again, or at least back to two, instead of staying at 10.
I just kind of felt like it was too easy.
Well, there you go.
I know. And it's like, really?
If you felt like it's too easy, then you've got to make it hard, Patty. And you make it hard by staying in doubt and questioning, because that keeps you in struggle.
Okay, and I'm done with struggle. I'm letting go of struggle.
Well, then I would say I am easy.
I am easy. Life is easy.
You know, and all energy comes through for me, baby. You've got to start trusting the world again, Patty, because you've seen it. You know, Dana explains it really great. Did you do her whole free course that she sent?
No, I have not.
Well, guys,
I know.
You know, I'm bringing you all this, and I'm pissed off now. I am bringing
I'm pissed off at myself too.
I am bringing all of you all of this stuff that is going to shift you and teach you, and you say you want it, but then you don't do it. What is that about? If you want life to stay hard, then you don't do the stuff. She explains it really easily. And basically, it's everything that we've talked about, but she explains it in different words. What your brain does is, if you're taught when you're little that life doesn't show up for you and people don't show up for you and you can't trust the world to show up for you, what your brain does then is it looks out into the world and says, I'm going to find every place in my world that that's true.
Yes.
And you've got to retrain your brain. I don't call in again until you listen to all of her program.
Okay.
All right, Patty. You know it's tough love, and I have come forward to help you here, but you – by God, you have got to come forward and help yourself now. All right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I love you.
I love you,
goodbye.
Too. Goodbye. Happy Valentine's.
Thank you. You too, darling. Jeannie, you're probably scared to come on now. What's up?
Gee, after that, I'm hanging up.
Well, I mean it, guys. You know,
you're right.
I search all week for stuff to put on the e-blast that will enlighten you, that will expand your thinking, that will touch your heart. You know, I go out and search for these great people. This next webinar, I think, is going to be freaking off the charts, and wait till you hear what I've got in store for March. But, you know, you've got to walk the talk and you've got to follow up. And I'm off my Baptist pulpit now. What can we do for you, Jeannie?
I just called to say happy VD.
Thank you, darling. Happy
and it's
Valentine's
all working.
Day. It
Every
is all working.
Every part of it is working.
Yep. How's your body?
Okay.
Have you noticed some relief in the places that you wanted?
They're fine, Dee.
Good.
Hee-hee.
Good.
And
well,
I'll
that's
tell
a lot
you
for you to say.
Yeah, and I'll tell everybody else how this also works. Last night, I went to theater. Now it's freezing in New York, and I really mean that. I don't mind the cold, but this is really cold.
Yeah, we've heard.
Yeah. And the theater was over at 10:15, and my theater partner and I both had to use the ladies' room, and we got down to 6th Avenue, and there were loads of people. The place was packed, and not that many out walking. And I said to Jan, she lives on the east side, I live on the west side, I said, in 2 seconds, as soon as we cross the street, you will have a cab. She had a cab, I had a cab.
Wow. Yep, that's how it works. That's exactly how it works. You didn't even give yourself room to doubt because you were too freaking cold.
No room to doubt. None whatsoever. If you allow doubt to come in, it don't work.
Yes, and our greatest challenge around that is physical.
That's
you
right.
Know? We're really going to know miracles, and we're really going to know us as miracle makers when we get on top of this physical stuff, which is why we're so focused on the cells. But read the e-blast tomorrow because they're bringing the brains of the cells into the brain itself.
Fantastic.
You know, and how it's all coming together. All right, love. Thank you for
you.
Calling in. Bye-bye.
Happy VD, everybody.
Thank you. Jeannie in Utah, you're up, babe. You're in the hot seat. Hold on. There you go.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Well, you kind of touched on it already because it was issues of fear and trust of you're going out into the world. You know what you want, but you see the world in the way it is. And having teenage children, I guess when you did the meditation where you're letting go of that memory, but it's that bridge, that jump to, but you also answered it already pretty much, I guess, with the retraining your brain. But
What's your fear, Jeannie? Because a lot of this stuff's been coming up for me this week.
Okay.
So
It doesn't have just one pinpointy thing. It's just like a palpable,
Well, they're taking us to a core belief because they said there is one pinpointy thing. Here, here, here. Okay. Those are the highest, most correct, most complete. When I'm loved, I'm not safe. Now, let me explain to everybody what that means. When I love myself, when I love myself and I love my light and I love myself as the God I am, I'm not safe in my own creation because I have inadvertently believed that I actually knew how to create before in my life and it didn't happen so good. And so now I don't trust myself as the creator of me, because before when I thought I was creating me, I was doing it by default instead of by consciousness.
Right.
Yeah. Can you hear the difference in the vibration of your voice already?
Yes. And it's, okay. I want to get back to that little kid spark, looking at a kid who just loves and does in the moment and has fun.
Well, we can't do that if we're coming from fear, guys. We
right.
cannot do that if we're, for me, because I'm having to go through, you know, my CPA is making me look at what I need for retirement, what I have for retirement, getting a long-term care policy in place, all this, you know, and I'm going, Jesus, I got another 30 years here, right?
Yeah.
But what it brings up for all of us is, and I don't, well, they're saying for some of us it's the fear of death. For most of us, it's the fear of not being taken care of or not being able to take care of ourselves. That's the greatest fear. And isn't that kind of what you're afraid of for your teenagers? That they're not
Yes.
safe in the world?
Yes. What kind of a world is it? It's not like when we were growing up.
Well, I beg to differ.
Yeah. The Vietnam War, I can see that.
Oh, please. This has been going on from time immemorial, whether we've been running from tigers, you know, running from Germans, running from slavery, running from the English. I mean, come on. It's been going on forever. We just hear about it 24/7 now because of our technical connection with everything. And so what does that do? It keeps you focused on it. You want to know what world you live in? You live in the world that you see. If you want, you guys have to read my e-blast tomorrow, please. They explained it so well about, well, basically, every cell in us makes up the person we are. Every person we are is a cell that makes up the universe. And so the universe changes when we change the cells and their belief systems that we're living in right now. You want
because
to see,
they're all one.
You want to see a safer world, you better see a safer world. Because all your focus on this fear and everything, and I've told you before, and I posted it on the e-blast, factually, this is one of the safest times we have ever lived in. If you just look at the facts. But when you get into the emotion of all the stuff that we're afraid of, and everybody that's playing on that fear, then you start creating a world that you don't want to live in, a world of sickness, because we're hypnotized in this country to be sick all the time. We're hypnotized. Murder here, murder there, murder here. These people got shot. Those people got, okay, where's your focus pulled? If you're going to stay up on the news, go on the internet and do the flipping work. Around all this, I am reminding the cells and the brains in the cells to be in divine love. I am claiming divine love around this. Whatever has to happen to bring love and peace and harmony back into this world, that is what I'm claiming. I'm going to my love place and feeling this for the world. You know, guys, it takes so much less time than all the fear that we carry with us. So much less time to create the world we want to live in, which begins with the world of us, right? Your kids are fine. Let me, they're showing me my mother, and so I'm going to tell you what my mother used to do. My mother was a brilliant living saint on this world, and she used to look at me with all the love in her eyes and said, Dee Dee, I trust you, sweetheart. I know you'll always make the right decision.
Yeah.
So when I went out and was tempted, what words do you think I heard, Jeannie? I have to make
her.
The right decision. My mother's depending on me. My mother trusts me. My mother has faith in me.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, do I still hear a but, or are we okay to move on?
No, you're good. You're good. It's,
okay.
Listen to last week's, and I'm going to do your thing on Wednesday, so I'm going to
Good. Thing that she's talking about, the cellular healing webinar coming up with Dr. Gloria Kay this Wednesday. Be there, be square. You know, walk the talk, guys. And I'm telling all of you, don't let money be an issue, because you're using that as an excuse. And if you absolutely cannot do this webinar, cannot afford to do this webinar, email me and we will see if there are some scholarships. But you see, you can't keep putting stuff in your way as excuses. You got to take the steps. But just know that I always pendulum and go, okay, am I going to really serve this person by giving this webinar to them, by gifting it to them, or am I enabling them? Because I don't enable people. Not my job on this earth to enable people, you know. And for those of you who are receiving free help and stuff in this area or any others, I ask you, and what are you putting out into the world where you're helping? What are you giving? What are you giving? You know, it's reci-give. So you brought up a lot of good things, Jeannie. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. All right, we're going to Luz. Hi, sweet thing. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. What can I help you with?
Well, first, by listening to the first person you were told with,
Patty, yes.
Yes, I was reading this book where they say that we look for church, religions, and all these things because we don't sort of want to take... We don't think that we are the greatest to take our responsibility for our life. And I was listening, you lecturing all of us on how to basically, you know, how to do our thing. And I'm like, this is sort of not a religious thing in a way, but we are still depending on somebody to tell us things and to tell us how, you know.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, but... It's just something that came to my attention. You were absolutely right when you say about we're not taking, not trusting ourselves, because if we know that we are God, we shouldn't be in fear of anything.
This is true. And I've been working and I've been walking myself through it all week. And this thing that we did today about reuniting our light with the light was a big part of it.
And that is still my thing. That's exactly when you nailed that when you were telling the first person about doubting and all these things, because that is exactly where I am too. Like, you know, and I'm basically, I don't want to say struggling, because it's not. I'm actually enjoying it right now at this point. I'm actually enjoying the process of releasing all these things that they're not true.
Yeah. It gets to be exciting once you step into it, everybody. It gets to be really exciting once you step into it.
Yes, I'm actually enjoying. I'm enjoying, you know, changing my perception. I'm enjoying changing my story, basically. So
good.
I feel like I'm writing my story. But like I say, my stuff is still with relationship, and I know I go back to my own relationship with my own acceptance of myself, with my own, you know, but if there's anything else, please bring it up.
Well, you know, guys, if we're in fear that someone else is going to abandon or leave us, we need to look at where we're abandoning and leaving ourselves. One of the things that I have written up on my mirror is I am honored. And underneath it is, and I honor myself by knowing this. You see, you're not loving yourself if you still hold that people will abandon you, not come through for you, hurt you in some way. That's a place where you're dropping out of the love for the God of you.
Is that something that I'm actually unconsciously holding to?
Yeah, there's a little part in there that... You know, they're showing me your big toe in the water. So you put your big toe in, yeah, and that's okay. Sometimes we have to put our big toe in before we can hop into the puddle and just have a nice mud bath, right? So just continue, and you're bringing this in for everybody, Liz. Continue to trust yourself, and through the trust in yourself, you will attract all energy that you can trust, because that energy will find you. You will be sending out to the ionosphere, I trust me, I am in trust of all energy, and that's what will get bounced back to you then. Do you understand? That's the electrical charge that you send out when it's complete in you.
So
basically they're just saying keep doing exactly what you're doing, baby.
So what if the higher answer is behind this?
What?
What is the highest answer behind this?
I just gave it to you. Keep doing exactly what you're doing. Loving yourself, trusting yourself, and whenever we fall out of it, come back and go, whoa, that's my old story. That's some old cellular stuff igniting my brain. You know, go to my love place. That's what loving and trusting myself feels like, and that's what I'm choosing. So all these little brains in my cells, right, I am teaching you to hold that new memory now of trust and love. Okay? Thank you, darling, for calling in.
Thank you.
Miss Joy. Hold on. The switchboard is very slow today. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
What's up?
I knew you were going to talk to me after you talked about abandonment. I said, oh, I'm next.
Well, you called it. Why do you think you're abandoned, honey?
I listened to the time I was on in December when we talked about abandonment, and I told you about Saint Germain and everything. And at the end of it, you said that there was still a little piece I had to do. And at the time, I thought it was with something else. And yesterday, I got that it was with me for the first time. I knew I abandoned myself.
You,
that wasn't a surprise at times, but it was a surprise that it was still there. And when that happened, when I woke up this morning at some ungodly time and it was pitch dark and cold, I felt really no experience that I love myself. I love myself as much as I love Saint Germain. I love the world. It's a whole different, I would never abandon myself.
Yeah.
And it was all, I mean, that's what I called about. I didn't know you were going to go through all this, which is very interesting, too. But I wasn't sure if I should stay on. But when you mentioned the abandonment, it was like 2 months ago, right? And it occurred to me, yes, as soon as I heard it, I knew what you meant, and I hadn't done it yet.
Wow, Joy. Do you know how excited this makes me and happy?
It can't make you any more excited than I am, but I can understand.
I hear that in your voice. But I have to tell you, last week I had an experience very similar where I was just filled with the light and filled with the experience of being one with everything,
mm-hmm.
You know. And once you really have that experience, there's nobody that can take that away from you but you.
But you, yeah.
But
yes, because I've had it before. Not the same, but at the time it was glorious too. But it brought up all the stuff that I didn't believe in. But it's not going to do it this time.
Yeah, so we're claiming consistency.
Yes.
Right? That
yes.
I am consistently the light, connected to a part of whole with all the light. That's who I
yes.
am. I am the light.
See,
and
I wasn't, and that's you saying that today made me real.
Whoa, did I lose you? Whoa. Well, I'm going to finish her sentence made her really substantiate that within herself, guys. So, you know, that's why Neil Donald Walsh wrote in his book, in the final analysis, we only have one question, fear or love? Because if you're in fear, you can't move into this glorious experience of love, which is what today's all about.
Yes, it is. So happy love day.
Happy love day. Bye-bye,
sending love
sweetheart.
To everybody.
Thank you.
I want everybody to feel.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd already clicked the same joy. I want everybody to feel it, too. Be it. We want everybody to be it. Okay, Miss Jennifer in Oklahoma, you're up. What's on?
Oh, my goodness. This is my first call, and I knew I'm calling about joy, and I knew I was after joy because of the last her name.
Well, Jennifer, don't get scared. It's tough love, but we have a lot of fun, and this community is based in love. So what can we lovingly do for you, sweetheart?
Oh, I've been listening to all your archive podcasts, and my life is changing daily. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. I am honored, and I'm acknowledging my honor there. What can we do for you today?
Okay, well, after listening to everything you said today, I mean, I'm really resonating with absolutely every caller and what you spoke about at first. And I've been refining my question as I go along, and I am surrounded by mirrors of joy and love. I mean, every day I'm amazed at my life, and yet I can tell that I don't receive it.
And you don't think you deserve it, Jennifer. And it started around 3 years old with your mom.
Yes.
It's actually a lot of past life stuff, but in this lifetime, it really ignited itself 2 to 3 years old with your mom. So why did your mom model for you that you didn't deserve love? Can you connect that?
Why did my mom
Or did
model?
She model that she didn't deserve love?
Yes, she does model that.
Okay. Well, if you read Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief, they have proven scientifically that even within the womb and without any kind of language or explanation or anything, a child will mimic and take on the belief systems of both the mother and the father from the time of conception on. So if your mother did not feel worthy of deserving all the love she was getting, then you, my darling, would have picked that right up whether you knew it or not, and you did.
Okay.
Now, the good news is you can, like we did today on the show, redirect the brain within your cells. Every cell has a brain. Okay, it's a fluid, but it's a brain, right? And we're not, they want to be clear that we're reteaching, not reprogramming. Because if we're reprogramming something, this is one thing that I was corrected on this week. If we're reprogramming something, the old program is still in place, and we're just farting around with it, and changing some things in it. But the higher word is reteaching. And because when you teach something new. So we are teaching something new to ourselves. And, you know, the theme seems to be today love, which is totally appropriate. So in this day today, we are teaching the brain within all of ourselves to be love, to practice love, to know love, to expect love, to be worthy of love, to emit love, to love us, to love all energy, to trust the world through love. And so it is. I don't get there's anything else. It's just you needed to know. You see, again, it was that nebulous place, Jennifer, where you knew what you were feeling, but you couldn't put any words to it because it happened before you had language to explain it.
That really resonates with me. And so I'm assuming now that my blog called Loving the Globe is probably the perfect work for me to be doing.
Absolutely. And like me, when we take on intentions like that, if we are integrity, then we have got to do everything to walk our talk and get ourselves in alignment with what we're teaching.
Yes.
Do you understand?
May I ask?
Yeah.
Yes, I certainly do. May I ask you, I started using a pendulum in the first show that I listened to. I think it was 285. You had a guest on that. Both of you were really talking a lot about the pendulum, and that's what really resonated with me. And I'm wondering, can you just test to see if I'm using the pendulum with the highest information, or
if you are directing it every time you're using it, then you have to be. So it's a given with me now that any time I pick up the pendulum, I have directed me and all energy to bring in the highest information with the highest knowledge and the highest understanding. That the highest understanding is the most important part because what happens is we'll use a pendulum or angel cards or our fingers through kinesiology. There's a lot of different modalities to open up your channel, guys, you know. And that's not the important part. The important part is how you discern the information. So anytime you discern the information from a fearful or limiting point of view, it's not correct.
Okay.
So
okay.
You want to ask through love, what's the highest message? What you have to get into alignment, right? There is a free pendulum, how to use your pendulum, course on imdwallace.com. I don't know if you've done that. It's pretty basic, but it goes over a lot of the things, basic things, if you're starting to use it, that'll help.
Oh, okay. I'll
so
check
right
that
now
out.
I get a yes. You are, to answer your question.
Oh, thank you. So because I had a little rash come up on my forehead and I thought it was shingles and I kept getting no, but it fit all the description. And so I thought, maybe I just don't know how to do this properly.
Or maybe you aren't trusting your own guidance, you see.
Yes.
So was it?
Thank you. Well, I don't know. I started taking vitamin C and it's getting better, but I still have some of the nerve pain and I thought maybe it was shingles.
Well, I'm not a doctor, Jennifer. When I say you have the virus of shingles, I get a no. But you asked to test yourself,
yes.
And you gave yourself a test.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I asked to get a physical test.
Asked to test yourself if you were doing it right and doing it correctly. And so you gave yourself a test, and now you're not willing to believe the answer that you gave yourself.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yes.
So
okay.
You can't have it both ways. There's no way they can prove to you that it's right if you don't trust it then. Again, I'm not a doctor.
Yes.
And focus on physical things can actually create physical things. You know that.
Yes. I do.
Okay.
And I'm feeling better and better, and I'm trusting that.
Okay. So the last lesson they want to teach here is don't heal shingles. Direct yourself to bring yourself back into balance. And they're giving me the word alkaline. So you might want to pick up a pH test at the health food store and test yourself because you don't want your body to be acid. Guys, when you live in an acid state, it makes it ripe for disease. And you can get these little strips and, you know, sometimes you can get the mouth strips or you can get the strips where you test your morning urine and it'll tell you if you're acidic or alkaline.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
calling
thank you
in,
so
baby.
Thank you so much. I'm enjoying it. Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, Ms. Kim in Phoenix, what's up?
Hey, Dee, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too, baby.
This show has been really off the charts, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to donate $20 to somebody who, if they can't afford it, I'll give $20 to someone to listen to the show on Wednesday.
Oh, okay? Kim, how lovely of you, because I know you're a little bit strapped, too.
Well,
that's beautiful. Thank you.
I had something cool happen, and you got to do the coolness back to somebody else. So I'm
absolutely
doing the coolness to somebody else. So
where are you giving? Where are you giving? Good for you. You want to tell us about your coolness?
I applied for nutrition assistance, and I got accepted. So yay!
Beautiful.
It's even better. I've been in, this past week has been really rough going to all the doctors, and the surgeon's amazing. He's so nice. He's got great energy. The oncologist, great energy, love him. The radiologist, I went in the full-blown reaction with this guy, and my brother Mikey was there. And, you know, he's telling me, we got to get this out of you. We've got to test the breast cancer, see what it's all about. I'm on board. Everybody's been saying that. He tells me, I need chemo. I'm like, say what? What? Whoa, whoa. And the other two doctors aren't talking that. They told me about it. And
okay,
I'm like,
guys,
no.
Do you see how you're just beautifully setting up your own tests here? Just beautifully.
Yeah, and I reacted, and my brother Mike, you know I don't get along with him. This guy,
okay, but let's stick to the point that you called about what you're bringing in, because it's very much what Jennifer just brought in.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, guys, is the world is going to come forward and offer you all kinds of feedback to match all the different places that's going on within you. So most of Kim right now is going, no, I'm in my knowing that I don't need chemo.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this little part that shows up at the radiologist that says, but what if I do?
Exactly, exactly. And my brother Mike, I have to tell you,
I want you to keep going back to your knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you see, this kind of brings in again, Kim, we don't trust our knowing. We're not.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
We're not safe when we're the I Am presence that we listen to. We're not safe, and that's because we've thought we were listening to our I Am presence before when it screwed us over, but really it was our ego.
Okay.
So we have to. Establish the trust in our own voice, which is the voice of God, if we direct it so, and we know it, and we trust it. Do you understand?
I believe I do.
Okay. So that's been kind of the theme of the show, is how much can we love ourselves, reteach ourselves to be that love, and then trust ourselves so that we can trust the voice that we are and that we have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, darling.
Okay, my brother Mike, in all his wisdom, I'm just going to really fast, in all his wisdom, goes, can those measurements be completely wrong? The doc goes, oh, yeah. And I'm like floored at my brother. It's like, that's the most amazing thing you said to me my entire lifetime with you.
And again, you see, it's another piece of information for Kim to gather so Kim can listen to her highest voice. And you'll know.
Yeah.
And boy, that trust, you know, of ourselves, which is the trust of the one energy, God, universal light, whatever your term is, for the creative force in the world. you have to know that it's you, and that voice talks and speaks through you, but not if you don't trust it. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Scott, I'm so sorry you were up next. I'm so sorry I can't get to you. We've got to get off actually right now. Around everything that we've talked about today, we are claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I love me as the highest love, as the God of me. And in this day of love, I am having a love affair with myself. Until we meet again, my beautiful people, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more, because you know that's what it's all about. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.